Welcome to the She Yearns podcast. I am Cherry Strange, and I am so thankful you have joined us today. Thank you for being a part of this community. The She Yearns community exists to lead women to desire more of God in their everyday life, making Him evident and desirable to others. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Happy Friday. Today, we're going to jump right into it. By this time, you will probably know this is the short version where we look at a verse briefly and then pray it. Now, I want to pause for just 1 minute to give a shout out about the newly launched Facebook group in response to this prayer emphasis. It's a private group you can join. I'm completely blown away by what's going on over there in that group. Those people are amazing to watch, minister to one another. I don't really even have to be there, although I am present every day, and I'm just loving it. So go over there, join the group, and don't forget about the show notes that are available for this podcast and also the podcast that we do earlier in the week. You can sign up for these on the website. There's a pop-up, and then it's also embedded into each of the posts about the podcast at sheyearns.com. Just go under the tag that is labeled podcast, and you will be able to find it there very easily. I'm just convinced, more than anything else we do, prayer is the generator that's going to stir our faith as we go. That's how the Holy Spirit works. Now, the scripture I want to visit today comes from Hebrews 12. We're going to look at 3 through 5, and then we're going to go to 12 and 13. Verse 3, consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? Then we're going to skip down to 12. Therefore, lift your droopy hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. The first verse is speaking of Jesus. This passage is coming on the heels of a walk through the series of testimonies of those who demonstrated tremendous faith. Why we need their example and how their example helps us to stay on course in our race, enduring to the end. However, the writer of Hebrews has identified an issue with his reader. They're getting tired. They're wanting to quit. Things have gotten rough. But the writer's pointing out that that is not from the Lord. In fact, it's sin. And he points us to Jesus to make sure we are clear on the standard, that he is the standard. So he points us to Jesus. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself. And Jesus fought against temptation to the point of sweating blood. Have you done that? He's pointing that out too. Have I done that? No. Okay, so since we are in agreement when we read the scriptures that we have not, then the writer has pointed here that it is something like, I know you're tired. I know it's been hard. You don't think you can take much more, but don't throw in the towel. Don't go sit on the bench. Don't quit. Don't walk away thinking it's never going to work just because you haven't seen it work yet. Consider Jesus. He did not quit. He did not sit it out on the hard place. He didn't fake an injury or tell anyone where they could shove their nails. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. That's powerful stuff. Therefore, lift your droopy hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Last summer, Sophia, my daughter, and I met up with a group in Kenya to go on safari. But it was quite a drive from where we flew in Nairobi, out to the reserve. We were in a closed vehicle driving down the center of what looked like a good road. In fact, I was surprised at how good the road was, when all of a sudden, the driver veered off the path to the right, and then veered off the path to the left, back and forth, when we were just bouncing side to side across this really, really nice paved road in the center. And we kept bouncing back and forth for hours, like 5 or 6 hours. And before we arrived, my daughter's a runner, and she wears a watch that clocks how far she's supposed to run. And she runs like 5 to 8 miles when she runs. By the time we got there in the 5 to 6 hours, it was so bumpy, it was so rough and tumultuous. Her watch had recorded that she had finished her run. It was so bad just sitting in the vehicle. It's not like there wasn't a straight path available. We just didn't take it. And sometimes life can feel like my 6-hour trek into the savannah, you might be sitting there saying, well, Cherry, these verses aren't even a prayer. Why are we doing these today? Well, maybe not, but they scream for me to pray them because there is no way I can lift my droopy hands and strengthen my weak knees without divine intervention when all I want to do is quit. Maybe, like my safari outing, I can see the straight path, I know it's there, and I might cross it a few times back and forth. But for the life of me, I cannot get my feet to walk on it. We need this word to be living in us. So let's ask for it. Let me pray. Lord, I come before you today on behalf of my friend who is listening. I ask you, remind her of the gift of your son, Jesus Christ, what he endured for her, the jeering, the torture, the scorn, the brutality, the reprehensible treatment he willingly received without so much as a jerk. Give her a picture of what he has done for her so that she will gain strength from his perfect love and obedience to you. Do not let her quit. Lord, enable her to lift her hands once again and strengthen her knees. She cannot do it on her own. She needs you. And even though she might see the straight path and maybe cross over it a few times, make her feet stay on it so that the rocky places that have hurt her or caused her pain in the past will be healed. In the glorious and powerfully able name of Jesus, amen. Thank you again for tuning in today. We will be releasing a new episode every week. I would invite you to become a subscriber, and it really makes a difference when you share something here that you find helpful or encouraging. You make an impact. You may never understand the value or difference your suggestion or encouragement made in the life of a friend or casual acquaintance just by passing a resource along. So please share what you find here with others. I would personally be grateful. Don't hesitate to like us on Facebook or Twitter or leave a review. For more truth-saturated, gospel-centered, spiritually insightful encouragement, please go to www.sheyearns.com, where you will find reading plans, articles, and other resources to help stir a desire for God into your everyday life.